Here's a sneak peek of our episode.
I started to love my country more once I started traveling.
Experienced like a little culture shock.
That whole hustle culture is also something that like
really stressed me out.
Is everybody miserable in the Netherlands?
What I really appreciate is that Dutch people are.
Do you feel like you still belong in your home country?
Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love.
Hello and welcome back. I am April Betts.
I'm Anna Sherina.
And this is From Lisbon with Love. In this episode, we will be discussing how we view our home countries after we have moved here to Portugal. So we're going to dive deep and get very personal.
Yeah.
Okay. Anna's in the hot seat. So where are you going to go? Okay. First question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was your relationship with your home country before moving abroad?
Oh, I think for me it was like a love and hate relationship, so to say.
It's a good way of putting it.
Right? Because I'm from the Netherlands, and I think in general the Netherlands is a really great place to grow up. It's safe. The economy is doing pretty well, I think, still. And, you know, it's like also like after traveling and meeting people from all over the world and moving to Lisbon and hearing all these people's stories, you realize that, you know, I think if you grow up in the Netherlands, I don't like to use this word, but I think it's very like a privileged position, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Netherlands, like especially in the summer, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It has so many like great cities, great nature. And for those who don't know, we even have islands. So it's nice in the summer, of course.
In the summer, yeah.
Yeah. So what I dislike is obviously the winters, because those are quite long, cold, rainy, windy. And yeah, I don't know. It just wasn't for me.
Was there anything else that you like disliked about the Netherlands other than the weather?
Yeah, I think there's more. It's also like the fast pace of life.
Mm.
Really stressed me out. And also I've lived in Amsterdam. I did like a study there for 4 years. And in the beginning, it was really nice to explore the city and just to kind of build my life there for a while. But then I realized like that type of life there didn't really fit me. So I think for me, yeah, in general, it's just not only the weather, but also just the pace of life just wasn't really matching with how I want to live my life. Overall, Netherlands is a great place to be, and I can definitely understand people from other places around the world or Europe to move there. I definitely see the good points also. But I was in the position to move abroad, move to Portugal. So I took the chance. Yeah.
So would you say that the highlight or the main reason of moving, was it because of the weather? Is that the main reason you moved?
It did play a big part in my decision to move.
Mm-hmm.
But also I just really wanted a change because I've lived in the Netherlands my whole life. I've moved in the Netherlands. I've moved to different cities. But yeah, I was also a bit like bored with everything after like such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was just the perfect combo of like wanting something else, like meeting new people, maybe also new career opportunities, and the weather. So how is it for you, like your relationship with your home country? Because there's a lot going on.
If you don't know, I'm from the United States. I spent 22 years of my life in Missouri.
Mm-hmm. And then I spent another 22 years of my life in California, Los Angeles. I am so grateful that I grew up in the United States. I think I started to love my country more once I started traveling. Because I was able to see certain things and see how other people live. And it was also, too, how people reacted to me being an American, and that I was like, thought it was like so strange. But it was just like so interesting because people would be like, oh, you're from the States. Oh, you're from Los Angeles. Oh, it's like, oh, this is, I was like, it's not a big deal to me, you know. But like going to other countries where people haven't more or less been able to travel or see other things, it was just very interesting to see their perspective. And then just also too, just like visiting other countries where things were different. I really did become more of like loving my country and grateful that I grew up there. But as I got older and I started to, I think I kind of just grew out of the United States in a way. I think I've just grown in a way, like emotionally, energetically, just maturity wise, and just like being able to travel as much that I was able to travel. I was able to become a different person in a way, in the sense that I was able to see other cultures and other people and how they live. And I just, I loved it. And I thought it was so interesting. And I think after you travel and then you go back to the States, you see things a little differently. And it's just like, huh, well, why can't we do that here? Like, they don't have as much money as, let's say, the United States, but they are like happy and thriving and they have really good food. And it's like they aren't paying an arm and a leg to go to the hospital, you know, to go to the doctor. So I'm just like, and it made me think, but I do have to say that I am grateful that I grew up in the States. But before moving, things did start to become a little more like, I don't know if I want to stay with everything that's going on. And I won't say that that's the only reason that I left, because I actually wanted to leave as soon as I started traveling.
Makes sense.
Once I started traveling, I was like, okay, I'm definitely going to be living in another country. I'm not going to be living in the States the rest of my life. I just knew that immediately. But I think as things started to progress and like get worse in the States, I was just like, okay, well, this is my opportunity. I had a chance to come and I was like, I'm going to take it. So, yeah, I mean, it's like a love-hate relationship. There's things about the States that I miss. Of course, I miss my family and things like that, and like certain things that I can't get here that I miss. But
yeah, but that's normal.
Yeah, but I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to move here to Portugal.
The same. It's like you see the good and the bad. And
yeah,
I also think, of course, we grew up like in a different time than now. So I think that also plays a part in
Yeah, it definitely does.
What surprised you on your trips back home? Because you already made like a couple, right?
Yeah. I've actually gone back three times. But I would say the thing that surprised me the most was the food.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Can imagine.
I was like super shocked. Like I already knew that the food in the States was like not good, right? But it's like once you leave and you try other food for a long period of time and then you go back, you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, what is this? So I would definitely... There, I literally went and bought organic produce and it tasted like plastic. It tasted, it had no flavor. It was just like, I was like, and probably when I was there, I'd be like, oh, it tastes fine. But now that I'm not used to it, it's like, so I would say that surprised me the most.
It's a big one.
I know.
Yeah.
What about for you?
Ooh, I think what really stands out for me, because I just came back to Lisbon, I visited my home country 5 days ago, so it's like fresh in my in my memory. And what surprised me really this time was that people are actually even ruder than I thought they were. Seriously?
You've stepped away from it and now you're like, oh shit, y'all are rude.
Yeah. Because people always say like, oh, the Dutch are direct and or rude or and rude. Depends a bit on, I think, how you look at it or what you're used to. And I definitely...
I'm okay with directness. Yeah. I just don't like the rudeness part.
Exactly. Yeah. And the directness I knew and the rudeness too. But this time I was like blown away with how rude people were. And I was like, what? Like, for example, in stores, if you would just pass someone and you would say like, sorry. And it was even like a person working there.
Yeah.
And they would just kind of look at you and roll their eyes. That's how it...
Wait, what?
Yeah.
And they were saying, excuse me?
Yes. I just wanted to pass.
What? Is everybody miserable in the Netherlands?
Maybe they all need to move to Portugal.
I think they, like, seriously are. Because it's just like, what? Because if you're a happy person, you're going to respond to people in a happy way.
Also, I don't know, because here I feel like it's completely different. But then would that mean that everybody here is happy? I don't know.
That's true, no.
I don't know if that's...
But maybe it's in the Netherlands it's just like normal to be mean? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. Because you've told me the stories before of how people are just like rude for no reason. So I'm like, for me, I'm always thinking like, okay, why are they this rude? Like, where does it come from? Like, that's how my mind thinks.
Yeah, and I think I also mentioned this. There's like another story about that I went to the pharmacy and she just skipped my turn, right?
Yeah.
I think that was episodes. We put it in the screen for whoever is watching on YouTube. Sorry if you're listening, I can't think of it. And I think this situation with the lady working was similar, but it's so weird because it's like, especially if you work in like a store or customer service or like in a restaurant or something, I think it's even more important that you're nice, right?
Yeah.
Because you're dealing with guests, dealing with customers. Mm-hmm. And I was just saying to the lady like, oh, sorry. And then she just didn't move. She looked at me, she didn't move. And then I said, can I pass, you know? And then she was, and she took like the thingy that she was filling the...
The shelf or
the... shelves or something.
Or the rack or something?
Yeah, okay. She was filling it and then she took like the...
Oh, she didn't want to be bothered.
Yeah, yeah. She needed to move that
stuff. She's like, bitch, can you go around?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, so that was really surprising. Although, of course I knew, but I feel like it was normal to me.
So it's like when you leave and then you go back, you're like, oh shit.
I'm like, what the hell? Well, I did joke in one of our first episodes that I'm Dutch, so I'm born rude and I can't do anything about it. Well, you've called me rude though.
Yes, and many times.
Yeah, and I was like, what do you mean rude? Like, explain to me. So I think, it's maybe in the culture, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's so funny that I even saw it now, you know?
Yeah.
Because normally it's, I don't see
it. Because it's just normal, because that's like how everyone acts.
Yeah.
So it's like,
Well, of course there's exceptions, and maybe that's just the person that I met had like a super bad day or something. You never know.
Yeah.
Of course what's happening behind the scenes, but I also was kind of, maybe I was also that person when I worked in a store. It depended on who was coming in, you know. Because you also have really stupid customers.
Oh yeah.
So
I hated working customer service.
You know Levi's, the store, right?
Yeah.
Where my friend Valerie works. We did an episode with her as well.
Yeah.
And there was like a person coming in and asking, do you sell denim? But literally, that's all they have.
I would literally just look at them and be like,
yeah, that's a stupid question.
I would look at them and then walk away.
Yeah.
Because come on.
I know.
No, we don't. This is Levi's and no, we don't sell denim.
We don't sell jeans. Go away.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, it's you. Sorry, I'm so confused.
What do you appreciate more and what do you see more critically now that you've moved abroad?
Well, I think what I appreciate more, it's two things. Mm-hmm. The first thing is that, I mean, in the Netherlands, it's quite easy if you want to open like your own business.
Mm.
And for me, that was like normal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then you travel to other places and you speak to people from other places all over the world. And yeah, there's also, of course, countries where it's not so easy to open a business. And maybe it's also super expensive to do it. Yeah. There's a lot more rules. So I think in that way, in the Netherlands, we're very blessed with just, you can just register your company. I think now it's 80 euros. And when I opened my business in 2017, it was 50 euros. So yeah, inflation happening everywhere, of course, but still, it's a really good price for a starter. And also opening like a business bank account, all that. I just experienced that as super easy.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what was I, like 19 years old, 20, 21, I don't even remember. Mm-hmm. And I could do that all on my own.
Yeah.
It was not a big deal. So that I really like. And the second thing is, it kind of relates maybe a bit to the thing I spoke about in like the question before. Mm-hmm. But what I really appreciate is that Dutch people are direct.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes that's a bit what I miss here. Mm. Because we spoke about this with our friends about like social norms.
Yeah.
And I do think here sometimes I wish there was like a Dutch people saying like, hey, can you please keep the volume a little bit down? Or, you know, when there's like kids screaming and dogs barking and like everybody like going crazy. And I feel like here sometimes people are maybe too shy. I don't know if shy is the good word, but maybe it's not so culturally accepted to just come up to the person and say like, hey, this is not okay.
But also too, I think maybe people don't want to bother the other person.
Yeah, that
they're
makes
just
sense.
Minding their own business.
That makes sense. But yeah. I think also the Netherlands, although those people are very rude and loud, also social norms are really like big there, in the sense that people, if you like, if there's like a rule and you're not sticking to the rule, people will tell you, you know.
Big on the rules.
Yeah, definitely. And also what I have another story. When I was flying back to Lisbon, I was flying with TAP Air Portugal, because I don't like Dutch people on the plane, because they're always like loud and complaining and walking and screaming. And I don't know, they're just wild, and I'm traveling alone. So I just want to be like chill and in my silence. But this time there were a lot of Dutch people on the flight, which I've never experienced before. And a couple rows in front of me, there were maybe 10 Dutch girls like screaming and talking like so, so, so loud. And even like a couple rows behind, you could hear it. And also I was in the back of the plane, so there was like no place to go, really. It was just like in the very end. And that went on for like a couple hours. And then there was like, I was like actually waiting for like maybe like a stewardess or something to say something to the girls. Because on a Dutch airplane, I think they would have said it like within half an hour, like, hey, can you keep the volume down? There's like more people here, you know? But then there was only Portuguese stuff. And after like 2 hours, the woman, she was just serving drinks. And then she was saying, oh, your voices are so loud. But she smiled when saying it. She left. So they didn't really care, because they were like, oh, she's not really, she didn't show that she was annoyed. Probably she was, but I think she was also being polite and she's working, and like these are customers, like technically. So I think she didn't want to show it. And also you couldn't really see it on her face. She was just like saying it, but smiling. But then it created an opening for like a Dutch guy. I think he was my age. He was like a row before me, but then on the left. And he stood up and he was like, kind of like getting off on them, like saying like, yeah, it's already going on for 2 hours. And there's like more people here. You should respect other people. And now I'm really done with it. And then they shut up, because, you know, you can smile and say, oh, your voice is also loud, but no one cares. But when the guy said something, and I think for me, it wasn't even super rude how he said it, but just like very like, hey, this is like a boundary, you know, this is like not
okay.
Well,
why didn't he say something long ago? I mean, the way you said that he said it, he could have just like, hey guys, you guys have been like super loud, can you keep it down?
Yeah, but I think the anger was like bottling up, because it was already 2 hours on the flight.
But then he should have said something long ago, instead of like coming at them like super like aggressive, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand it, him making the point, but like being like that, that wasn't.
Yeah, I don't know if it was really aggressive. It was just like, really like.
You just said he was like amped up and like angry.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Not super angry, but just agitated, I think, more. Yeah. And also, I mean, I also was like, maybe I want to go up to them and just mm-hmm. say it like in a nice way. That's what I had in mind. But also I was like on the window seat and I had two guys next to me. They were like sleeping. So I could not really move myself. Yeah. I didn't even go to the toilet. But I'm also the type of person, I would say it in like a normal way. For example, when we went for dinner and there was like someone smoking next to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey.
Yeah.
Could you please,
yeah,
you know?
Of course, yeah.
But I think the guy, he was like so annoyed because it was already like 2 hours and yeah, you're in a plane, you can't move anywhere. So
I have a question. Yeah. In the Netherlands, because people are very direct and they say whatever, do you have a lot of people responding back to them in a negative way, or do they just like stop what they're doing, or do they listen to what the other person's saying, or they're just like, fuck you?
It depends. Because some people, they would be like, oh shit, you know, like some people are bothered and they would turn it down. Mm-hmm. But there's also people that are going like against it and they're even going to scream harder and it's going to get like in a fight.
Yeah.
So I think it depends on what the person is saying and who is in front of the person. So I think it can go both ways.
I think like with me, like growing up in America, it's like if you, like there's certain people you just can't like come up to and be like, hey, excuse me, because people will react in a certain like crazy way.
And
so it's like, you never know. Yeah. You never know. Like you kind of have to feel it out. But like, I feel like, well, I would say in the Black community, most people mind their business and there's like, do you, whatever. But there are a lot of people who like all about the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it says that you can't go over 8 decibels and you are at 8.5, you know, those people.
The Karens.
Yes.
They exist everywhere, I feel.
So.
Yeah.
I guess it just depends.
But I
think it's totally fine to be direct. Like, I love directness because then it's like, you're not thinking about what do they mean? What are they saying? But it's a difference between being direct and being rude. Because then that's like, now it's just like, I feel like it's being a personal attack. And it's just like, was that really necessary? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so, there's a thin line sometimes.
There is, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's very interesting, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised you didn't say anything. Was it because you were stuck behind the...
I know, but I was
the
like...
two sleeping guys.
I know. And also, I was like, I think 3 rows behind. So I was also a bit like, okay, maybe it's not really my place to say something because I'm not like next or like behind them, like directly. Yeah. But I think after that guy said it, I think everybody, like the rows behind, they were really happy because there was like finally someone.
Were they like wasted or they were just super? And everyone talks about Americans being loud.
Well, wait until you are on a Dutch plane. Yeah, they were not drunk, but I think they were going like on a girls' trip.
Yeah, they were just super excited.
And they were
and
really
happy,
excited, but it was like the flight was already delayed and it was kind of like late at night. So I think also like the lights were like out. Everybody was just like...
The lights were out and it was like dark and they're just like...
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, I felt like the guy had all the right to speak for himself. And also after that I said like, oh, thank you, like I just screamed at him thank you like in Dutch because I felt like everybody was just like not really
saying
anything, and I just felt like I wanted to stick up for him also because I felt like he was speaking for almost everybody there, you know. There were also a lot of Portuguese, so of course they couldn't hear what he said. So I just said thank you.
Because he spoke in Dutch, so.
yeah Yeah, so that was really funny.
Yeah, that's interesting. I would say for me, what do I appreciate more? And it's so interesting what you talked about, the business aspect is, because I do appreciate that I grew up in America to where, even though it was like, it's the hustle culture and it's like, you can get shit done like quick. Like,
exactly.
You want to open a business, boom, done. It's like all these things, and I really love And I grew up in it with an entrepreneurial spirit, mm-hmm. because also both of my parents were entrepreneurs. So that's all I knew. I was like, you work for yourself, you know, mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I love that about America. But I can also say that that whole hustle culture is also something that, like, I'm glad I'm not a part of anymore.
mm-hmm. It's also a love and hate
thing. It's a love and hate thing. I'm glad that, like, I grew up with that because it's in me. But I also am grateful that I don't have to be in it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, it's the exact same, because what I see more critically now is the rudeness where we spoke about and also, like, the fast pace there. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's very fast paced.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like, when I went back, it's like everybody's like, go, go, go. And it also too, I noticed, like, maybe I still have this a little bit, like, I walk fast, but I've always been like a fast walker.
Mm.
But I don't know if that's, like, because I grew up in America and it's like always like, gotta go, gotta get to do this and do that, do that. But I still walk fast. Unless Bella slows me down, but
yeah, I get that. I'm also like, it depends. If I have like a super heavy big bag, maybe I'm a bit slower, but mm-hmm. in general, I'm used to walking fast, but that's also because the Netherlands is flat, so there's no way,
yeah.
there's no reason to really slow down, you know? It's just easy.
But I do get annoyed when people get in front of me when I'm, like, trying to walk, and then they're, like, it's like when you're driving, and then you're driving at a good pace, and then someone gets in front of you and then goes slow, and I'm just like, really?
Yeah.
I feel like that when I'm walking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And people do that, I'm like, and then you can't go around because it's, like, this little bitty sidewalk, and it's, like, there's the street, and there's cars coming, I'm like...
Yes.
And I'm like, April, okay, I'm like, center myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's okay, you're not in a hurry. I'm like, I have to remind myself, like, you're not in a hurry.
Yes.
You're not going to be late. There's nowhere you have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Just chill.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So that's, like, something I'm learning here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to be more patient with, like, going out for a walk, because there's so many...
Yeah, I notice it when I'm, like, going to, like, a store, mm-hmm. to the grocery store or something. I'm, like, in the zone because it's, like, I'm going to do something and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm just, like, chilling, just, like, I have no place to go, then I'm more, like, chill. But it's, like, when I have some place to be, that's when I'm, like, move.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense, yeah.
But it's, like, I really don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I'm late or something.
Yeah, exactly. If you're on time, then it's different. What do you miss most of your home country? Well, not the food, definitely.
No, not the food. Well, there's actually some food that I missed. But I, first of all, of course, my family, mm-hmm. and my friends. But beyond that, I would say I do miss Trader Joe's.
Really? Is that, like, good food?
It's actually, Aldi is actually the owners of Trader Joe's.
Mm.
Yeah, so maybe I should go to an Aldi here.
You should. It's super
cheap. To see
cheap.
If they have the same stuff.
It's cheap. Cheaper, much cheaper.
Is it?
Yeah.
To see if they have some of the stuff that I liked from Trader Joe's. Because I was actually thinking about it today because I did a fast for 2 days. Mm-hmm. So, of course, once you do a fast, all you can think about is food.
Oh. My nightmare. Like, I'm already thinking of food just when I eat.
So I was like, what do I miss? Like, I miss the, like, there were these chocolates from Trader Joe's that I really liked. And then these licorice that I really liked from Trader Joe's.
Aww.
So, like, certain things like that. And I notice when I get homesick, I want to go get Haagen-Dazs ice cream.
Oh, yeah. But they sell it here, right?
They sell it here, which is great because it's like, I know when I'm starting to feel like a little homesick, I'll like, I want some Haagen-Dazs. I'm like, oh, okay. I must be feeling a little homesick.
Yeah.
But yeah. But what about for you?
Yeah, I think for me it's only like the family, friends,
mm-hmm.
and especially now because I just came back to Lisbon after like spending 9 days with them,
mm-hmm.
and we had so many things planned and yeah, just had such a great time,
yeah.
and I'm also really happy to be back, but it's just realizing like, okay, now it's like back to kind of my own life, you know, and it's like now I need to fill in my own calendar, get back to work. And it's not like someone saying like, oh, we have this and this and this planned, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like a switch. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I do miss like not being so close to them anymore, because sometimes here in Lisbon, I think what would be really great is that there's like someone like living in my area and that I could just text like, hey, do you want to go for like a walk or mm-hmm. go to the little kiosk yeah. and just go somewhere nearby? Mm-hmm. Especially now with the heat, you don't really feel like traveling that much because our friends live like everywhere in Lisbon. And sometimes if you go with like public transport, it's like an hour or something.
Yeah.
So it's not like, hey, meet you really quick.
Yeah.
That's not the case. So sometimes I do miss that it was so easy to just text a friend and say, hey, you want to go for like a beer or just something close to your house or something.
Yeah.
But I mean, working on it.
I mean, living in Los Angeles, it was like, if you didn't live near your friends, you never saw them.
You would never run into them.
You would never run into them because you would literally have to be like a birthday or like an anniversary because traffic is insane and no one wants to leave their neighborhood unless they have to.
Yeah.
So you have to plan it if you want to see your friends because it's like literally an hour each way in traffic. So
yeah, makes sense. So you're used to it.
I'm used to not seeing people all the time. Mm-hmm. But but I like it here that you can just go walk.
Yeah, true. Depends on where you're walking.
True.
And the time.
Yes. You have to stay on the side where there's shade.
Yeah.
Not on the side where the sun is.
So funny now. Everybody's like crossing the street. Everybody's on the sidewalk
in
the shadow.
Like today, it's this little bitty sidewalk because there's so many little sidewalks here. And Bella's like doing her thing, just sniffing forever in one spot, and then the people are coming by and they're like, normally they walk around they're like con licenza. Con licenza. I'm like, I got it. I understand. So we're at that temperature now. Okay.
That's why we look so melting. If you're watching the video, you can see us like,
my back is surviving. Dripping in sweat right now, but
seriously.
Okay, let's go on to the last one.
Yeah, I dropped my paper, but it's you, so.
Yeah, okay. Do you feel like you still belong in your home country? And do you see yourself moving back?
Ooh, that's such a difficult one, I think. Because, it's your home country, and it's like, you do speak the language, obviously, for me, so it's like, there's a sense of home there also because of the people. But I think also coming there, I do kind of experience like a little culture shock, especially socially, I would say, like where I just explained previously in this episode. So I think I mean, if I wanted to, I think I could move back, but I think I really need some time to adjust to to the life there. And also I realized like after my last trips, obviously I do a lot of fun things with family and friends, so it's really nice for like a week or two. But I think after that falls away and I would be there kind of living my life being more alone, it just seems so boring to me now that I moved here.
I can agree.
Wow.
I mean, do I feel like I still belong? Yes and no. I feel like I've changed so much. I feel like if I did go back, I would be very depressed. Even though, like, I loved living in California, but I just knew I was at a point where I feel like I'd done everything. I've been everywhere. And I think I was just done living in the States. So I personally don't ever see myself moving back.
Ever?
Ever.
Wow.
No. No, it's like going backwards. I feel like I've grown so much living outside and just seeing how other people live and how people live here in Europe and in Portugal. It's just like, I love it. I love all of it. And I'm grateful for growing up in the States and what I learned by growing up there. But I feel like I'm more suited here.
I agree.
This is my vibe now.
Definitely. Yeah.
So yeah.
Not moving back, guys.
I'm not moving back.
I mean, we can't. We now have this podcast. So it's From Lisbon with Love for a reason. So we're staying.
I'm staying. And we are so grateful that you are here and watching and listening. And we're so grateful for you. And thank you for all of your comments.
Oh, yes.
We've gotten a lot of comments lately.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Keep it going, guys.
Keep it going, because we're going to do a special episode of all of the comments that people send us. So if you want to be on that episode, you got to send in a comment.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. All right, guys. Well, thank you for watching and thank you for listening. And we will see you in the next one. And this is from Lisbon with love. Bye, guys.
Ciao. Thanks for spending this time with us.
And for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.